Now, it is, of course, Mardi Gras, and we've been talking a lot about Mardi Gras on Breakfast and all across 2SER. And as part of it, there's actually a very interesting play showing at the Seymour Centre called The Trouble with Harry. It talks about the fascinating figure of Harry Crawford, convicted of murdering his wife in 1920. That's only the start of the tale, and in a weird, weird confluence of great things that I love, Dictionary of Sydney and Mardi Gras together at last. Nicole Carmer, good morning to you.
Thank you so much. Good morning.
Good morning. Tell me about Harry Crawford.
Harry Crawford was, I mean, it's probably one of the most interesting legal cases in Australia's history.
Wow.
Harry Crawford was actually born Eugenia Fellaini, was born a woman, in Italy, in Ardenza, a town called Ardenza, in 1875. And I suppose it's one of, we were just talking before, how do we talk about Eugenia? Is it he or a she? And from a very early age, historians and legal experts suspect it was probably in her teens that she started dressing as a boy. And there are varying kind of accounts as to why she started to do that. But one of the reasons is to find work and actually get better pay. She dressed as a boy and did manual labour jobs and went by the name Eugene.
Wow, amazing.
Really, really interesting and so kind of risky, I suppose.
For the time period.
For the time,
1875,
yeah. That
or, you know, 1890 by then, roughly.
Very different attitudes towards gender and sexuality. And so this would change, actually, to Harry Crawford as soon as Eugenia arrived in Sydney, which was in 1898. Now, very shortly after her arrival, she actually gave birth to her only daughter, Josephine. And there's a very interesting story behind that, which I don't have time to go into, but she decided not long after that to go by the name of Harry Crawford, who was a Scotchman, she called herself, basically. So he was a Scotchman, loved to drink, loved to swear, worked... For the next 22 years, went by that name and identity, and nobody suspected a thing unless, of course, there were a couple of people who already knew about it, but nobody suspected Harry's true identity. Harry met Annie Birkett, and right. They married in 1913. Now, Annie Birkett was a widow and had a 9-year-old son. They got married, and they bought a confectionery store on Darling Street in Balmain and lived above the shop in the apartment. And but unfortunately, the business actually faltered. Wow. And Harry resumed his heavy drinking again. And neighbours would later recall, although, again, there were kind of disputes about these accounts, neighbours would recall hearing arguments and fights. And maybe there was. And the thing that added to that was the fact that Josephine actually reappeared on the scene.
So
Harry's daughter reappeared, which caused some friction in the household. And it's believed that Josephine actually played a role in Annie finally discovering Harry's secret, which occurred in 1917. Now, on the 1st of October 1917, and this was about 8 months or so after Annie discovered Harry's secret, the pair decided to have a picnic at Lane Cove River. So they'd been living for 8 months. Annie had known for 8 months Harry was actually Eugenia Fellaini. And so there was a lot of friction yet again in the household. It's an incredible story.
Incredible.
And now the following account comes from Eugenia's police statement, which was given 2 years later. And according to Eugenia, the pair argued and Annie slipped and fell backwards and hit her head and died within a few minutes. And Eugenia said that she'd panicked, obviously, didn't know what to do with the body, decided to burn the body. And for fear of really being, arrested, immediately kind of assumed that she'd murdered her wife or his wife. And then being exposed as a woman publicly, which would have been, I think, Eugenia took many steps over her life not to be discovered, actually. Now, the trial of Eugenia Fellaini, which is equally interesting, so she was tried as Eugenia Fellaini because police discovered who she was, and it took 2 days, which for today's standards is not a long time, but for those days, for the 1920s, was quite a long trial.
It was a long trial.
It was a long trial. And there was also, as you can imagine, an extraordinary amount of media attention.
Oh, the press coverage would have been huge.
And it was pretty damning. And I suppose by today's standards, by, you know, in terms of our attitudes towards gender and sexuality, it was quite, I suppose you could say, offensive. if you're,
I can imagine.
And Fulani was actually, it took about 2 hours for the jury to convict her of murder. And she was sentenced to death, but the sentence was commuted to life imprisonment. And so she spent the next 11 years in Long Bay Jail and was released in 1931. So when she was released, she actually ran a boarding house in Paddington. And that was about until June 1938, when she was actually hit by a motor car on Oxford Street and died the next day in Sydney Hospital.
Was the boarding house run as Harry, or...?
It was actually, she was released as, she was going by the name Jean Ford. So she'd gone back to, I suppose, being a woman. So over her lifetime, there's so many identities that she assumed, and many names even, let alone genders. So it's a really interesting story. So it's very difficult to, what would she have been like to have, she or he been like to have... been known or remembered. It's to this day, it's actually still unclear exactly what happened 100 years ago now, almost 100 years ago on the Lane Cove River. But there are various questions raised about the quality of her legal representation and, of course, the media sensationalism that occurred. And even, you know, some legal experts, including Mark Tedeschi, the senior Crown prosecutor, who has written a book about this case, a really interesting book about it, have suggested that if her trial was held today, she would have most likely been acquitted because of the lack of evidence, or at most convicted of manslaughter.
Wow.
So there we go. Really, really interesting story.
And I get the sense that we've only scratched the surface of what's available on
Absolutely.
Dictionary of Sydney.
DictionarySydney.org.
Fantastic stuff. And again, it's a play. It's happening at the Seymour Centre. It's called The Trouble with Harry. Nicole Karma, thank you very much.
Thank you.